What You Missed on the Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lynn. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Do you know any first aid? Would you know what to do if someone in front of you had a heart attack, an anaphylactic shock, or, you know, had difficulty breathing?
I would put up my hand. I don't know.
You wouldn't. You put up your hand and see anybody, a doctor.
Yeah, I would pick up the phone and maybe call the ambulance or something.
Oh, I actually know how to administer an EpiPen. If anybody was in shock.
Okay, okay, all right.
I can also, you know, put you in a headlock and sort of cut your airwaves off.
Okay, I no need to know
put
that.
Put you in a position where you require first aid.
Okay.
Hey, why are we talking about all this? It's World First Aid Day on Saturday, so there's no better time to learn some potentially life-saving skills. Yeah, you could save a life if you're in the right place at the right time and knew what to do. According to the Singapore Red Cross, more organizations are proactively getting their employees trained in standard first aid, occupational first aid, even psychological first aid. What is that all about? We're joined by head of the Singapore Red Cross Academy, Faiza Abdul Hamid. Thanks so much for joining us. So World First Aid Day happening on Saturday. If we bring it back to Singapore, do you think there is a level of knowledge of first aid here that is, you know, okay? Are many Singaporeans knowledgeable about what it all means?
Well, a lot of people know about first aid, but the question is whether they will do first aid or whether they are ready to do first aid is a different story altogether.
Are they ready?
Psychologically, a lot of people are not ready.
They are
still very afraid of what if something goes wrong while they were doing the first aid itself. Yeah.
Right. So why do you think that is the way? Why do you think people are afraid?
I think because we are a cautious society. Mm. So I think everybody's afraid what if something goes wrong while I was doing the first aid itself. So I think getting them psychologically and also physically ready is also very important. So knowing is just not enough. You know, they always say, right? Applying the knowledge is very important as well.
And knowing that you can successfully carry out a Heimlich maneuver if you need to,
yep,
or administer the EpiPen is something else from sort of textbook knowledge,
yes,
right?
That's why in our classes, we always emphasize on the simulation, on the practical skills,
yeah,
because while teaching them, okay, this is how it's done, they need to practice it. So if they practice it enough during class, hopefully when the time comes where they need to administer it in real life, they're able to do so.
Speaking of knowledge, I understand the Singapore Red Cross has actually seen a jump in the number of students from about 10,500 over the last 5 years, quite consistently, to over 14,000 in 2017. So a bit of a jump. What factors do you think have contributed to more people seeking out the Singapore Red Cross for training?
I think first is the mainstream media. I think a lot of public awareness has been done to increase the awareness locally. Movement like Singapore's SG Secure also helps to ramp up the awareness in terms of first aid knowledge. And generally, I think the whole society is getting more educated and more knowledgeable in such stuff, and more people are actually out there trying to know more about first aid itself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And of course, on our part, we actually do a lot of public education and outreach program to get people to know the importance of knowing first aid.
Mm-hmm. What kind of age group are the majority of your students from?
Mostly upper sec, maybe sec 3, sec 4, and then lower tertiary level, like the college, the poly students, and even IT students.
You mentioned when we started, you know, this gap between knowing what you know and then having the courage sort of to actually execute the knowledge, right? So I understand you have the 8-hour course in psychological first aid. It's very interesting. What areas do you cover at the Red Cross?
So psychological first aid is basically attending to wounds or injuries that cannot be seen by the eyes. So while first aid, you know, you attend to those injuries that you can see, like bleeding, cuts and falls, psychological first aid, we refer to the bleeding and injuries, the wound that is inflicted on the emotion. So psychological first aid is basically applying first aid to those who are emotionally hurt, and how we provide emotional support, how we provide supportive communication so that their emotion can be stabilized, so they're not hysterical and all those stuff. Yeah.
Can you give us an example? Because most people think of psychological support as something long-term, not acute. But you're talking about first aid in that,
yes,
that sense.
So the first response. So for example, if you actually see a road accident, while the main person, the main driver who's been involved in the accident, has been attended by SCDF and paramedic and what so not, his wife might be in a state of shock.
Mm.
So the wife would need psychological first aid. So this is where psychological first aid can be attended to.
What can you do?
So we go to the wife, we actually provide her supportive communication, we stabilize her, we calm her down so that she will not be hysterical, she feel better, she feel that she's been supported. And after that, of course, then we can attend to the husband, because a lot of people forget about the bystander, forget about the witness who actually witnessed the whole incident. Yeah. So the psychological first aid is all about. So there are many cases where it can be applied, any event of crisis, shock that can shake the emotion, we can apply psychological first aid in that sense.
Mm-hmm. Are you seeing more being done in the area of mental health?
Yes, a lot of people actually, more is being done about mental health as the awareness about mental health issues also on the rise. People are more forthcoming, coming forward to seek for mental health and for mental treatment. But again, mental health and psychological first aid actually is quite different, because mental health talks about mental illness, while psychological first aid, we just talk about emotional condition. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And what about occupational first aid? Are we seeing more businesses step forward, more invested in the well-being of their employees?
Yes, they are. So more people are coming forward to take the occupational first aid. Besides occupational first aid, because it's mandatory by the law, there are also a lot of companies actually asking for first aid talks during lunch hour, first aid booth, just to create awareness. And a lot of companies also ask for stress management kind of courses, which we also conduct for the public and for companies. So they are also aware that their staff needs to be taken care of emotionally. So we offer all these kind of courses to attend to various needs, whether it's physical injuries, whether it's emotional injuries.
Right. Well, what kind of courses does the Singapore Red Cross Academy have on occupational first aid?
So we have the occupational first aid, which is the one mandatory by MOM. Then we have the standard first aid. We have the psychological first aid, of course. We have stress management courses. We have all kind of first aid courses which cater to different industries, different level, different ages. So we have child first aid. We even have one-day basic first aid for those who doesn't need a certificate but just want to know general first aid knowledge, just enough for them to actually do it at home.
Are you seeing more young people interested in first aid? What do you think of, you know, youth in Singapore? Are they willing to go past that bystander effect, more likely to step forward and help?
I think if we actually equip them with the right skills and the right mental, they actually can respond effectively to first aid, and more people are actually getting very excited about it, because we conduct a lot of youth camps and youth leadership camp. We actually impart this knowledge, and whenever it comes to life-saving skills like the first aid knowledge during the camp, they all got very excited, and they all got suddenly they say, oh, we know, we don't know we actually can do this, you know, we actually can attend to this, and we actually have the capacity to respond in such a cases. So a lot of young people are more readily, and they are more gung-ho in that sense to learn and to do it first aid, rather than, I think, older people. Yeah,
yeah, a bit more brave.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you very much, head of the Singapore Red Cross Academy, Faiza Abdul Hamid, and thank you for coming in the studio and talking about World First Aid Day, which is coming Saturday all over the world.